I'm in a hospice situation. My loved one is dying, be it my wife or my mother, and my child is with me, and I break down. I break down afterwards. I break down during. How do I share my feelings or hide my feelings? Is it okay for a child to see me struggling with this? Or am I supposed to mask my feelings for the sake of the child? I would think this is a problem that comes up. Is it?
Yes, it does. And I know therapists are supposed to not use words like never, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I don't think there's ever a time where parents or a parent should mask their feelings or hide their feelings. Now, there is a moment of readiness on the part of the child. And as a parent, you may have to look for that moment of readiness where the child is ready to see mother cry or dad cry. But in general, my encouragement through the years has been when you have these grief emotions, gather the child or the children around you and share those emotions and explain why you feel that way. This is very consistent with our theme, Eli, which is grief is love lost. And so I can bring the children in, gather them around me, and say, you remember how much I loved my mother, how much I loved my father? Well, they're dying or they have died, and I just am overwhelmed with emotion, tears, and feelings of missing them and sadness. It truly is an educational moment and a defining moment for the child because they begin to understand at that moment those feelings. And even a child that has not reached that 7-8-year-old magical time of conceptualization, even a child younger than that can begin to sense what that feeling is. And so it's a sad moment. It may be a somewhat of a traumatizing moment, but it can be a wonderful moment for the child as he or she lives their life and has that power of recall to remember when mom or dad sat down with us and shared their emotions.
You're saying it's always best to just be real.
Authenticity is one of my favorite words, and I love being around people who are authentic, and parents, right or wrong, whether they're in pain or not in pain, should always be authentic with their children.